ESPN 97.5.
Good name. Totally fits.
A Gao Media Station.
KFC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hump day? Usual Suspects in studio. Nick, Barry, Joel, here till 4 to take you through your afternoon work experience, car driving, truck driving, whatever you got on your agenda. We're here for you. Partner, you are here. Anything on the agenda as we normally slide into the first segment?
You know, I'm not in a cranky mood today.
So it's a 20% day.
I like to think of it as the opposite, Joel. I'm 80% in a good mood, 20% cranky. I don't care what you or Nick say. Don't anger me though, Nick.
We know that.
I'm disappointed in myself because I had stopped working out, and so I made my wife go buy me a pre-workout because I'm not motivated because I think that my testosterone.
What, a pre-workout? You mean like a shake?
Yeah, like a drink.
Okay.
So now I have a pre-workout, a post-workout, and a protein shake that I'm supposed to take, right? So, and this is all to motivate me to continue to work out because I have no energy. So I mixed it all up. I got the pre-workout done. I took that. I mixed up my post-workout and my pro, and I didn't take either of those. And so I just wasted it. And now every weight that I lifted today was for naught because I am not going to see those gains because I believe in post-workout.
I was going to say, do you feel like they really work?
I don't know. I know the pre-workout does because it gave me some energy.
Okay.
But they do seem
pretty adamant about the post-workout stuff.
Who?
Just in general, just like
the
whole training community.
People encourage that protein after you work out to kind of
sure. So I had a foot-long turkey sandwich since I didn't have
protein. You're
shake.
Rebuilding.
Yeah, I feel like I should be swole by the end of this show.
Well, the good news is you're not tingling, are you?
I was with
from
the pre-workout.
The
no, from the pre-workout. I was once. No, not the turkey. That would be bad turkey.
Yeah.
If you start tingling, you're like, oh, I got to poop now. That's not good. That's not good post-workout stuff.
No.
No, but yeah, it gave me the nice little tingle as I started to work out. But that's it, man. I'm not angry. I got some good sleep. I'm in a good mood.
Good.
No more basketball playoffs that we have to watch, forced to be watched.
Yeah, but can you? Oh my God!
What
quick case of
Astros?
I'm sick to my stomach when I see the Rugnan odor of back to back home runs, dude. Let me just say this too: dude is about his least attractive man in the entire major leagues.
You wouldn't hit it?
Oh, good Lord, that dude's scary looking.
Why wouldn't you hit it?
I'm not even talking about that, Barry. You might want to hit it, but I'm talking about he hit it. He hit it deep twice.
Yeah.
And just crushed the Astros.
It's funny because that dude is hitting like seventh or eighth in the order. It was about the time that I said he was one of the most clutch hitters in baseball.
He was hitting 200.
Yeah. I said that maybe at the beginning of the season. Oh, you know what? It was during the World Baseball Classic when I was watching. I was like, man, Rougned Odor is one of the most clutch guys that I've seen in the last couple of years. It seems like every time he's in a big situation, he gets a big hit. And since then, he's tanked. He got moved down to seventh in that lineup. Not doing well, but he is an Astros killer. He's like, he's the new Albert Pujols. You know what I mean? Like, he is just killing the Astros every chance he gets, and it's sickening.
Yeah. You know, he may not be a major league killer, but he does have a knack.
He had two more last night.
And how about Peacock? I mean, Peacock, look, 10 strikeouts, that's huge, but he can't get through the fifth.
Well, you know why he had 10 strikeouts, right? I dropped him from my fantasy team.
Oh, okay.
So I picked him up for the one start where he just sucked, just terrible.
You kind of called that.
Yeah, I know I called it. I said absolutely he was going to bomb and be terrible because I added him as a spot starter on my fantasy team. So then I dropped him that same day after his start. And so what does he do? He goes out, gets 10 strikeouts in, what, 5 innings?
And you guys get points for
nauseating. Oh, yeah. So he goes 4 2/3 and gets 10 strikeouts, 1 Ernie. Yeah, that would have been pretty sweet, that little 2-something ERA over 9. That would have been nice.
Did Trey pick him up?
No. No, Nick and Trey, yeah, the dynamic duo.
It's the same exact update as last time. So
yeah, the bullpen continues to falter still. Peacock, he did well, at least.
He did, but he didn't get out of the fifth. And that 3-2 count, man, I kept cringing because I go, oh, no, now he's going to go to the bullpen. But then I thought, okay, well, you got some guys that kind of recharged the arm a little bit. So with Harris and Davinsky, you're going to be fine. And you weren't fine.
No. Davinsky didn't do well. Gregerson didn't do well. Feliz finally made it through an inning without giving up a run. So that's good. But, yeah, man, pitching continues to struggle. Hitting not doing so well either. I mean, you know, you put 2 points on the board. Here's the difference to me from last year or the last couple of weeks till this current scuffling that they're going through.
Right.
When you look at the runs they're putting up, I mean, when they lost to the Royals, even when they split that series, you know, they won 6-1, but they lost 7-5. They lost 9-7. So they're putting up 5 runs, 7 runs. Last 2 games against the Rangers, 2 runs and 1 run. And then, of course, they lost 12-6 to the Angels. But still, they only put up 3 runs against the Angels in the 1 game that they did manage to win. 4 runs in the first game in that series that they lost. So other than the 6 runs they put up in that 3rd game against the Angels, they're really not scoring a lot of runs these last 4 or 5 games. And if your pitching sucks and your hitting is in the doldrums, that makes for you going, you know, 1-4 over your last 5. So,
well, and it's important to say we're not pressing the panic button.
No.
Because they're still in a very good spot.
This.
Yeah,
and we've
said all along that there's going to be ups and downs, and it's going to be a roller coaster ride. It's just always tough to swallow when a team's been going that good for that long, and all of a sudden you look at it. But look, at least you have reasons to point to for why, as opposed to trying to scratch your temple and go, where's all the breakdowns? You know why? You know you can't pinpoint it. Here you can pinpoint it. You know, yeah. It all starts with the pitching, and you can see how important starting pitching is. But do you feel like it's important now to kind of not press the panic button, but speed up the process and trying to get another starter?
Yeah, and you know, I just saw a thing on ESPN where they said Derek Fisher is being called up.
Yep.
And that was from Jason Bristol of KHOU. So help is on the way, maybe?
Yeah, I saw it from several different places. Now, the only thing I would say to that, and you and I can talk about that, is it worth calling him up if it's just, I'm assuming Reddick goes on for like 7 days for the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? He's your number one tradable prospect that everybody's been dangling out there to waste a call up on him. And is he going to play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not going to start necessarily. Yeah. I mean, he might. You never know. What the hell else? What can go wrong, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. You got to find out what this kid's made of. He's been tearing the cover off the ball. His slash line, 335, 401, 608 with 16 home runs is ridiculous.
He's liable to turn over an Escalade.
And on the top of all that, 13 stolen bases.
He's liable to flip an Escalade.
What does that mean?
DUI, though. Oh, that was the other Derek Fisher.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we can talk about Astros. We can talk about a whole lot more. We're the usual suspects. You can reach us 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line, where you can call or you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, talking little Astros, college draft, or I guess I call it the college draft, but the amateur draft,
yes,
of MLB. Saw the Stros stockpiling some arms, some pitching. Brian McTaggart talking about the fact that 6 of their first 8 picks in rounds 3 through 10 on Tuesday were pitchers. Total?
Yeah.
That's you want to say the first round pick's name? Because I think I've got it now. I know that I'd like it would to be hear easy you to screw it first. Up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when they said that, I had a few people tweet me like, oh, I can't wait to see you. It's Bukauskas.
Yes, J.B. Bukauskas.
Yeah.
Don't be quick with
don't
that.
Don't be trying to... Yeah. Don't leave out one of the S's.
Don't be quick and don't shorten it up.
Actually, don't leave out any of the S's and then you're okay.
First name's solid, though.
J.B.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, look.
Joe Perez and Corbin Martin, also the two right-handed pitchers they took at 53 and 56. Thanks, Cardinals.
Yep.
And they also got the 75th pick. They took, I don't know how to pronounce this dude's name, Matejevic?
Yeah.
J.J. Matejevic?
Yeah, so they're saying Martin and Matejevic were the two picks that Houston was awarded from St. Louis because of the arbitration case. Bukauskas was a guy that was projected to be in the top 10, slid, so the Astros, as a value pick, I guess you could say in draft terms, was snatched up. He was 9-1 with a 2.53 earned run average for the University of North Carolina in 15 starts this season as a junior.
They projected him top 10. Like he should have been like 5 or 7 or something like that. So that's a steal.
And they're saying it is a live arm. So, you know, I think as you and I were talking about it leading into the draft, they weren't going to try and, you know, take the major league roster and highlight a position and say, we need that position in the first round. But they were going to make sure they got the best player available. Well, as Daryl Morey will tell you over and over again, when a projected quote-unquote lottery pick in the NBA or a top 10 pick in MLB slides to you at 15,
you take them.
You take them.
Absolutely.
So they're stockpiling some. And then some more good news, because another topic that we've been quick to pounce on and keep you guys up to date on has now taken a turn for the Astros, who, by the way, still have the best record in baseball by 2 games over the Dodgers. Carlos Correa, George Springer surge in all-star balloting to take the lead at their positions, now projecting Correa, Springer, and Altuve prime to start the Midsummer Classic.
Good job, Houston fans.
Yeah, nice work.
Way to get out and vote. Vote
and all
or
you
die.
People that stopped voting for Marwin.
Rock the vote.
Yeah, stopped voting for Marwin and targeted guys that could actually get there as starters. Marwin could get selected, but he's also gotten hurt and slid off. But yeah, campaign, just get off of that and take care of guys that will...
Are you okay with the whole straight ticket balloting? Like, I hate it in a regular election. If you just vote straight Republican or straight Democrat, I don't like you. Look, now watch how much heat I'm going to get just
here
for that.
Here comes on the text message.
Text line's coming in hot right now.
I still don't like you. But
the red siren is now flashing over the text board.
And the blue siren. Yep. Yeah. But the same thing is true for all-star balloting. If you vote straight Astros, I don't like you.
I don't like it.
Like, that's not how this should work. There's no reason that Ulieski Gurriel should be the starter on the all-star team. That's ridiculous.
The orange Kool-Aid drinkers go straight ticket, but be a student of the game. Be a fan of baseball to be able to identify Mike Trout or be able to identify...
Or when they're hurt.
Yeah, yeah, and the fact that Trout's been out hurt. But identify guys that deserve it. Yeah. Aaron Judge. You know, look at guys that have just been either overperforming or continue to perform at a very high level. Don't just say, again, Marwin Gonzalez and Yuli need to be starting in the All-Star game. No, don't do that.
You know, speaking of the draft real quick, it sucks for St. Louis for what they did because their first pick won't be till the third round. They didn't get a pick on Monday.
Right.
They didn't pick until the third round. That can hurt. That can sting a little.
Yeah.
I mean, when you miss out on the picks that they missed out on, when you look at the Astros stockpiling arms like that, that can hurt. So, sucks for them.
And look at it, too, from the perspective of either you need those picks because either you're a team competing for a championship and you're going to use those to try and make a deal for someone that you need now, or you're rebuilding or continuing to build a farm system because you're trying to climb your way up. Those top couple picks, for the most part, always pan out. You look at the Astros, the only one they missed on when they were really, really bad was Mark Appel for the most part. But other than that, Correa has, you know, he's obviously right there where you need him to be. You know, you look at Bregman, Altuve was a high pick. Look, they've done very, very well with the picks that they got for being very, very bad.
And not only that, you, in today's baseball, I mean, it's been like this for a while, but it seems like more so now, but those are trade pieces. You know what I mean? When you get good top prospects like that, that's how you, if you're in contention, which the Cardinals kind of need, they don't need these picks because you're not trading necessarily picks from this week's draft. But, you know, down the road, these are pieces that you would use if you're in contention to go out and get a starter or some help in the bullpen or a bat or whatever. So you kind of miss out on that. And that can affect you more than just building your roster, but also making trades to build your roster.
Well,
so
it's always good to see the Cardinals.
Sucks for them, but whatever.
Yeah, it's always good to see the Cardinals take the downturn.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
I've always hated the Cardinals, so I like the fact that they're hurting a little bit.
Is there a lot of hate for Cardinals and Brewer Nation? Is that a thing?
No, I'm not even Brewer Nation because I'm mostly Astros Nation. I mean, I love the Stros.
I mean, you're Brewer Nation too,
I grew up
though.
In Milwaukee. Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I know when they were in the National League, the Cardinals were the hated team, and the Brewers also in that division. The Cardinals and Cubs were the big rivals. But overall, it's one of those, it's kind of like Patriots Nation. I got a hard time with the Cardinals fans. I've been there to St. Louis to see the Astros play in St. Louis, and it's over the top. And you talk about Kool-Aid drinking.
I've always heard that they're some of the best fans in baseball.
Oh, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. But, like, if you're wearing an Astros hat or something like that.
Are they mean to you?
Not mean, but they're quick with a lot of comments. And
well, I mean, that's sports, right?
Yeah. But I just look at the Cardinals. And maybe it's because they were so good for so long. You know, but because I make no secret, I can't stand the Patriots. And I can't stand Belichick, but I also think they cheated a lot.
Just a hater. You just hate everybody.
Yeah, it's close. You know, there's lists. There's lists on either side. But, I mean, for the Cardinals, look, doing something like they did, that's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't blame, like, the whole front office necessarily.
No, it's the guy who did it.
Well, it's the guy who did it and his boss. You know what I mean? Like, that's how – I don't think that this was a St. Louis Cardinals front office-wide conspiracy to screw the Astros. But I think it was probably guys that worked for or with Jeff Luhnow that didn't like him and were glad he was gone and thought, you know, that dude probably didn't even change his password. Let's check it out. And sure enough, and then he probably told his boss, like, hey, dude, like, I can get all this stuff from the Astros.
He looked like he wanted to look like a hero with his boss. But I guarantee you, throughout the entire process, he never once thought it was a federal offense that could be prosecuted with jail time.
Yeah, I think that's the thing he underestimated was just how serious of a crime that was. But,
so they wrap up a three-gamer with the Rangers. The Rangers winning the first two, so at least trying to gain some ground on the Astros, both in the standings and for the silver boot. Then they have Thursday off, and then they have the Red Sox for the weekend. The Red Sox don't scare me as much as they once did because their pitching is just so suspect because Price is just – he's on the way back supposedly, but he hasn't been great. We're not going to see Sale in the series, so that's another bonus for the Astros. But again, it's more about who the Astros are going to throw out there. You know, that's the big thing.
Yeah, that is the big thing. I was looking. They showed something on the broadcast either yesterday or the day before. I wanted to pull this up because it was when everyone went on the DL to kind of give you an idea of when it – because remember I was asking about that, and I couldn't find some. So luckily – so Colin McHugh went on the 60-day DL March 30th. Charlie Morton went on the 10-day DL May 25th. And he's still not back yet.
We keep asking where he is. I saw him in the dugout last night. Yeah. That was a good sign.
Keuchel went June 5th, so he should be back by tomorrow, the next day. But I doubt he'll come back right away. They may actually skip him one more time. And then, obviously, you know, Lance McCullers went on the 12th. So we're only 2 days into that. But it looks like if you could get through this week, if you know, it's funny. You say salvage. It seems like I shouldn't be saying salvage, but if they can go out and beat the Rangers, they kind of salvage this because then the Rangers really only gain one game on them,
right?
Over a three-game series. So if they can pull it out now, you get swept. That's three games. So you could go from one to three games tonight
because baseball plays so many games because they're never normally on the same, you know, on par with playing the same amount at the same time. Everybody's, you know, well, the lead's still 11. Over both the Angels and the Rangers. Problem is in the loss column, which is what I always focus on. It's only 10 against Texas. They lose tonight at single digits. I'm always more comfortable. Just I'm not gonna press the panic button when they've got a double digit lead. I hate when we start sliding into single digits. But the Rangers are closer than you think in the rearview mirror when they're only 10 in the loss column. And if they win tonight, you know they're kind of starting. They got a little swagger last night.
Yeah, they did, and they had it after that first game too. And you know it's three games. It's one game versus three games, depending on what happens tonight. And no, it certainly isn't time to panic, but you certainly don't want to see them losing, going a long or a prolonged losing streak for sure.
And it's also worth noting that we've done a lot of comparisons to the Cubs last year when they were hot and had that, you know, all the big win total. They went through a 6 or 7 game slide, you know, at one point in the season too. You don't want to your point. You don't want to see the Astros start getting close.
Yeah.
You see Josh Rapp's tweet, by the way?
No.
Josh Rapp's a huge Cardinals fan, so he's like, are you trying to get a rise out of me? It's not like the Cardinals are the evil empire. Well, they're close. I know Darth Vader didn't wear red, but well, yeah. Still.
We got a text that straight ticket voting is for idiots regardless of the setting. I knew I liked you, Barry. This is from a guy that sent me like a hate text right off the bat.
See how
easy it is to win people over? And then he'll hate me with the next thing I say, probably. So,
did Mark get a picture of you doing the inverted? Is that actually you?
No, that Mark, was me.
That's you doing the inverted thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I have an inversion table. I do it after I work out. Stretches your back and your my neck and my back, my crack.
Alrighty. So that's out there.
At least I didn't say it, because I was gonna say it and then asked Nick, can I say it?
Did but he give I you didn't. The quick knot or the quick shake?
I should have just said vagina. That would have been better. Nick's like, why are you doing this to me?
I'm okay with vagina.
Okay, I bet you are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the original states.
Aren't
of
we
Indian.
All?
All right, so we continue to roll on with the usual suspects. If you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line, where you can text, or you can call, or you can hit us up on Twitter, as we are the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Down, this is where the furnace is. I'm going to turn your around.
ESPN 97.5.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Half hour into the big show. You checking text?
Yeah, so that guy that I said, like, he said he knew he liked me, and he probably would hate me for something else I said. He said, no hate, Barry. You're the second best on the show right after commercial breaks, and then possibly Nick. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, yes, thank you. Glad to
see our commercial breaks are your favorite part of the show. They're actually my favorite part of the show, too.
That's not saying much for the other stations on the dial programming at this time, too, because he does have choices.
All right. By the way, yeah, the Mark Villalobos tweet of me doing the inversion table couldn't be any creepier if he tried. Like, what dude out there with time on his hands goes to another dude's Instagram, copies a picture, and then takes the time to tweet about it? Like, that's like El Jefe level creepiness.
And not only takes
like, that's
the time
super
to,
creepy.
To tweet about it, but does a split screen and finds another picture of another guy that's all ripped to shreds doing sit-ups inverted.
Yeah, which isn't the same
side
thing.
Side by side, right.
Yeah, not the same thing. And of course, I'm not shredded like that dude. But yeah, and I'm guessing Mark didn't even have to Google dude, nice dude with abs. It was just a bookmark where he was just like, well, let me get over here to the, my nice dude with abs section. And click on that.
Doesn't he also have subfolders with spank, and without bang. Oil?
Yeah. No, happy trail. No, happy trail. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure Mark has a plethora of dude with abs pictures. But yeah, feel free. Creep on, dude.
Elevated, you mean?
Huh?
With
Yeah, elevated.
Elevated.
An elevated happy trail.
Slash elevated. Nick, you can probably relate to this more than Barry, but I was going to bring this up in the first segment, but I did mean to bring this up. I asked Barry because I'm not as familiar with cats, but this whole... dogs, and I asked you, do cats release their anal glands?
No. Cats don't
have...
Not that I'm aware of.
Had no clue.
Wait a minute. Time out. You have a dog, and I hope you like have the vet do it.
Oh, I don't do anything to my dog,
man. No, I don't do it either, but I'm saying periodically, like, even as much as...
They
got to
pop their anal gland. That's a thing.
I don't know if it's pop it or release it, but there's a sack in there that has the stinkiest fluid on the planet, and I've had a couple of bad experiences in the past with it. Boy, did I get...
With yours?
Not mine, personally.
On yours, dogs. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I thought, wow.
My first dog, whenever he got really, like, if he heard, like, a noise outside, and he got, like, he started barking like he was aggressive, it would come out like a squirt gun, and all of a sudden I'd look at the wall, and I'd look at the wall going, what is that? And you get about three steps from it, and you're like, oh, my God.
So I got to look at – is this like a preventative thing that
you
got
to
do?
Well, like when you take your dog to the vet, hopefully your vet will do it for you. And believe me, if it costs $5 or $10, it's worth every penny. Because this morning I take my daughter to school, and three of my dogs really look forward to the car ride. So I take my daughter to school. It's a little early, so I go to the grocery store. I get some things we need. I drop her off at school. I get back in the car, and I go, boy, is some of the groceries bad?
I'm going, something.
No.
And I'm going, I didn't really buy any eggs or.
Is this in the new Toyota?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is good news on that. But I'm sitting there going, I'll go through the groceries when I get home, but I don't think so. So we get home, but I get the windows down.
How about some rotten eggs?
Yeah, I mean, I go in and I did buy eggs. That's the first thing I did. I bought eggs, so I checked, and I'm like, well, even eggs wouldn't smell like that.
Yeah. They come out of a chicken's ass, they might.
Well, okay. But I
never thought about that until just now, but that's so gross.
But you eat them eggs.
I love eggs. What's wrong with...
I've always hated the yolks. I do like
Would it be weird if I washed my eggs before I cracked them open so I didn't have to touch no chicken ass? Would that be weird? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract from... Go ahead. Yeah.
No. So anyway, so I got the windows down for the dog. So I get home, and I always, instead of putting it in the garage, I leave it out in the driveway because it's close to the back door so I can unload everything. So I go through all the groceries. Nothing really stinks. I'm good. Go to take the dogs for a walk. And the car's been sitting in the driveway. And I open the door and I'm like, Jesus Lord, what is that? And it's like knocks you on your ass kind of smell when you open the door. And I'm like, you can't be serious. So now I'm like, you know, sniffing around the car and everything. Thank goodness I wrap my back seat in a big ass blanket.
Because I've seen that.
For the dogs, right? I'm smelling around. I get right to the heart of the center of that blanket on the seat. And I'm just like, F this, get it. And I just opened the door and yanked it and threw it out. And I'm like, oh, man. You think it's whatever you've had your worst experience taking a dump or having gas or whatever. And you can combine that with like putrid acid and about six other of the nastiest smells you got. You're not even close.
Well, you're lucky it landed in the blanket.
Without question.
Because it probably would have lasted, what, 2-3 months in that
case. Now, are you going to wash the blanket or throw it away?
I think he implied that you
throw it. Okay, you throw it away? Okay, good for you.
Yeah, I'm not washing that either.
No.
That is trash. I don't care if it's a $1,000 blanket.
Now, I was told, because I had dogs growing up.
Yeah.
And every time that dog would, like, one of our dogs would scoot, like, drag his butt across the floor.
That's bad news.
That's the anal gland needing to be popped or whatever. And then
I thought that was like worms and stuff too.
No, it can be, but it's
most,
usually
most prevalent as the
a swollen ass sack. it's usually what it is.
Essentially,
we took our dog to the vet, and he was like, "Well, come here, I'll show you how to do it." I'm like, "Bro, I'm good paying you.
Yeah.
I'm okay to pay you to pop my dog's ass sack. I don't need to be doing it. There are a lot of things I want
to
do at the house.
I don't need to see the itchy trigger finger because I don't know about you, but at our vet,
I mean,
you're in this small little examination room with the dog. There's a scale, and there's like an examination table, and I can remember vividly, like I'm sitting there, and the vet did the same thing. Slapping on, you know, pulling on the itchy trigger finger glove and snapping it and going, now let me show you how you can release the anal glands yourself. I'm like, there's no need to show me because that should never
happen. I'm a do-it-yourselfer guy.
I'll
do my own. I build my own fence. I'll paint my house.
Right.
I'm not popping my dog's butt sack. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got.
I don't need to be the do-it-yourself guy
there. Putrid smelling fluid. You take the $5, you do it, because I'm not going down there and doing that.
Now you guys got me so terrified about this, because I bet you my dog is going to... I don't think it's happened to me yet.
You have to. How old's the dog?
4.
The dog's sack, anal gland sack, probably fills up every...
Is it a boy or a girl?
Because you know how they use fancy
terminology.
Is it a
boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. If it looks like she has testicles, it's time.
Seriously, I think it's something like within
what is that?
30 to 90.
If she looks like she's sitting on her balls, it's time.
Like every 30 to 60 days, they fill up.
Hey, there's no way. I've never had, unless she's been releasing it on the carpet or something.
Do you have the dog groomed?
I do.
Every time the dog gets groomed, I would bet the groomer does it for you.
Well,
as
thank
part
God.
Of it.
Somebody said, bro, take
Believe
your dog back.
Me.
It's broken.
Believe me,
my
thank
dog
God.
Is broken?
No, Joel's dog is broken.
And I don't know which one did it because we have so freaking many of them. But at the same time, I already know. It's like, I call it boo-boo juice. I'm like, Lisa, I smell butt. She's like, you got a radar for everything and you can't smell that? I think the windows are melting somewhere in the house. It is just, it's just when they turn
foul.
The, like if someone rings the doorbell unexpectedly, loud as they bark, it's coming out the other end.
See, it's all a trade-off, right? Because cats, I don't have to go through that, but you know, my cat had diarrhea for 3 months, just as bad.
3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
Every day for 3 months.
And not just once a day. Like, you could hear her at one point. I was walking down the hall. I could hear her in there going, and I thought she was peeing. I was like, oh, my God. That, and then you're like, oh, God, no, she's not peeing. Oh, God, it smells so bad.
The problem with cats for me is that there's no good place for the
litter box.
For me.
I tried to put ours in the middle of the road. My wife wouldn't have it. She was like, no, it has to be at least in the yard somewhere.
The thing to me is even when they use the litter box, the fact that when they take a leak, it's like the most high-powered and minute spray line.
Yeah.
It comes out like a laser beam size of a pin.
But if you have good litter, like, it doesn't smell that bad. Like, because I'm always asking that, like, when people come over, like, does our house smell like cats? They're like, no. And it's family. So they would be like, yeah, your house stinks. Good Lord. But so you have to have good litter. But then my wife is also like, she'll change it twice a day. So she changes it in the morning, and then she changes it when she gets home.
Twice a day. That's why it doesn't
And as
stink.
Long yeah. as you do that. Right. Yeah, but there's some filthy people out there that won't change their cat box for a week.
It's yeah.
Like, and we have two. Me. We have two cat boxes.
Twice a day?
For two
That's
cats.
That's a lot of work.
Do you?
Yeah, but we don't want the house smell like cat crap all
is
the time.
Is she a smell-aholic, too? Does she smell everything?
The wife? No,
I mean, you're
not
a lot
really.
Of holic on a lot of things. But
I'm
I
a
mean,
what?
You're a lot of holic. I mean, between germs.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. But I, because Lisa, and she, to her credit, she has found ways to combat some of this stuff. Like last night, I had to take the dogs out of the house, and she's going to vacuum. I'm like, the cleaning lady's coming tomorrow. She goes, well, I'm not vacuuming. I go, well, what the hell are you doing? She found this lemon citrus powder that you put in the vacuum cleaner, and you let it run for 30 seconds, and it literally is like air freshener for the whole house.
Really?
I walked out. I go, was the cleaning lady already here? She's like, no.
See, I feel like that's just like a scam. Like, my wife has these things that she throws in the garbage disposal to make it smell good. I'm like, it's the garbage disposal.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
You're going to run water and it's all going to be gone. Why are you buying these little things? Like, just pour some bleach in there or something if you want to kill the odor. What are you doing?
Do you guys know like the secret on your car instead of air freshener?
Fart. I just fart a lot.
Well, that helps. Unless you can get the booty juice. Because if the booty juice from the dog, if you want to borrow a dog, and I can get that done for you. But,
nope.
I always get into my buddy's Tahoe, and I'm like, why does it always smell so good in here? He goes, I take fabric softener sheets and put one under each seat,
mm-hmm.
and it does better than any car air freshener.
Huh.
I'm like, I got to try that.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, because it really
I'm
works.
I'm not.
It's like it's stinking. See, I don't have leather seats, isn't it? Like,
I feel like
seats
it's marking my territory. I just fart in my car. Really. It's like, this is my car.
So I was going to ask you, Lisa and the morning crew had a story the other day, and I was going to ask you guys where you are on this because it kind of came up with what you're talking about with the litter box. How often do you change your sheets, or does your wife change your sheets on your bed?
Okay. We'll do that after the
break.
Yeah,
let's talk about that because some people, on average, a month to several months.
Oh, no.
That just can't happen. I'm not Barry in terms of hygiene, but that can't happen. All right, so we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, and a special guest on The Usual Suspects in hour number one. We felt like we may have slighted Juggalo Trey because we had the intern Olympics yesterday, which was a huge success based on your guys' response. And you just can't make stuff out like up like asteroids as your local baseball team. But Juggalo Trey's birthday was yesterday and he wasn't in the studio. So Barry and I thought we should bring him in and wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Flag Day today.
Does it have any correlation to your birthday?
I don't think so. But
worth mentioning though?
Yeah. Okay. You know.
Just wanted to
get that out there.
Yeah. Share that. How are you celebrating Flag Day?
I don't know. I don't
Rebel flag?
No. Oh, no. No.
Well, you are from, what, Baytown?
Yeah, but
I figured you'd go rebel flag.
I don't condone the Confederate battle flag.
Okay.
Good. I mean, if you want to fly it on your property, that's cool.
No.
But
it's not even cool then.
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so how old are you, Trey? You turned
22.
You turned 22 yesterday.
22.
Okay, good for you. So you were 21.
Now I'm 22.
All right, good job.
Are you still 22?
Did you go drinking?
I did not.
Well, have you ever been drunk before?
I have not.
You've never been drunk before?
Never.
Have you ever had a drink before?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've drank a few PBRs.
Weren't you macking hard at the NCAA?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
He sipped a mimosa.
The thing was, oh, sorry, Ben.
Hammering whiskeys or anything like that.
He said,
that.
Go ahead. You're allowed to continue.
Yeah, thanks. What I want to know, though, is what did you do for your birthday yesterday?
Well,
run through it for us.
I went to go see my mom.
Okay. How's mom?
She's good. She's moving to Dallas.
Why? Can't stand you anymore? She's like, I'm out of here?
No. But, like, she made roast, and...
Your mom made you a roast for your birthday?
Yeah, it was good, though.
Was it a rump roast?
No, it was not.
Is that your favorite meal? Does your parents be like, hey, what's your favorite meal, and you say roast?
My favorite meal is chicken Alfredo, but she just made a roast. But it was good. It was good.
Love me some chicken Alfredo.
I do too. But
so your mom made you a roast. So you're obviously not your mom's favorite kid. That we can establish the fact that she
probably
made you a roast.
Not, no. She's
how many siblings do you have?
I have two. It's me and my sister and my brother Dylan and my.
So you don't say your sister's name, but
no,
you say your brother's
cares
name.
About
what's
her?
Your sister's name?
Amber.
Is she hot?
She's 17.
Okay, well, I don't need to know that.
Barry.
Then I figured
Barry,
she was
hella
older.
Creepy.
Well, I don't know how old she is. How old's your brother?
We need to get Chris Hansen in here.
Are you the oldest?
He's like 14.
Your brother's 14.
I'm the
your sister's 17.
Whatever that's called. Chris Hansen. No,
Chris Hansen's about to appear.
So 22, 17, and 14.
I think. No, Dylan's was born in 04.
It doesn't matter. He's the youngest, right?
Yeah.
So you're the oldest. So you're the role model for your siblings.
I guess.
Oh,
that
God.
Sucks.
I feel sorry for them.
All of them carrot tops?
So your mom made you roast, and you didn't drink. I'm guessing you didn't get any ass either.
Yes, I did not. But like,
wait.
I figured you'd already know.
What kind of answer is yes, I did not?
I don't know.
Why you were trying to make it sound like you got some ass.
You can't put me on the spot like that.
I can, Trey,
well,
and I did.
Right. That's
good point.
That's actually why you're here.
Good point.
Okay, now... So yesterday while you were gone, we brought in the interns.
I heard.
Yeah, and it didn't go well.
How did
they
Jay
all
do?
Sucked?
You know, I saw Jay the other day. That guy, that's a character right there.
Jay, which one is Jay?
You don't know Jay? He was like the best intern y'all had yesterday.
We don't really
is
don't
have Jay
it.
The one with the accent that was pouring it on a little thick?
No, that's Javier. He's good too.
Is it J-Bo? Is that the
no,
one?
That was, he he's they're all good. But like
J-Bo came on a little strong.
Was it who was the one that
Jay Cash? You know, you called him Jake Ass or Jake whatever. You tried to make a joke.
That was probably Joel.
Yeah,
no, it was me, and it was probably Barry who tried to smash me on the air.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't even remember Jay. That's how good he did.
He
second? Did
well,
he
that's
go
the guy
second?
Whose dad. He's only going to college because his dad has a business.
His dad is in construction. And
right.
He's
I don't remember Jay.
You don't remember Jay?
Did he go last?
No, he went right
third.
After
he
the
went
asteroids.
Third. Oh, okay. I remember Jay now.
The asteroids.
Yeah.
They need a pitcher.
They do. Now, so you heard all of the interns.
Yeah,
what is your assessment of your fellow interns?
Well,
honest now, Trey.
You
look
be
at
honest.
Me. You look at me in the face right
Why
now.
Are you flipping me off?
I'm not flipping you off. I'm giving you the two fingers. I'm pointing eye to eye here. You look at me in the face.
I'm
and
looking
you
at
give
you
me
the
your
face.
Honest assessment of this crop of interns.
Well,
are
Brittany,
they crap or are they okay?
Brittany did. Brittany, like I think she didn't do very good. Not that
you think she didn't do very good.
No,
she called them the Houston Asteroids. She
say,
did terrible.
Not to say that like she's bad at her job or anything.
She's terrible
but
at.
But she
sports.
Called them the Asteroids. I mean,
I
this
agree.
Isn't this isn't Galaga or this isn't an arcade.
We already brought Space Invaders in. Turn
oh,
the page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So the rest of this crop of interns, is there something to work with? Are we going to have a superstar like you?
I think Jay Bo is pretty good. But I don't think anybody beats Jay Cash.
Jay Cash was money.
Jay Cash is probably going to have a show from 4 to 7.
No, I doubt it. The Blitz is too good for that. I think the Blitz is too good for that. But so your honest assessment, Jay Cash aside, your honest assessment
prodigy.
Of these interns, is there anyone going to be a star like you?
I don't know if I'm a star, but Javier is good.
Who's replacing you with Monday Movie Moments?
Somebody with a name that starts with M, I guess. So it could be, you could get
some. No. By the way, someone suggested last night, I was at the open mic at the Improv, someone suggested that we have Trey do Pootie Tang.
What's that?
For Monday Movie Moments. And I'll be damned if I wasn't mad that we've canceled it, because that's a great idea to do Pootie Tang.
You can always bring it back.
No, don't get ahead of yourself,
Trey. You weren't in the studio for 3 hours.
Yes, we were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
No way.
How long were we in the studio for, Nick?
Not a chance, Lance.
Yes, because we did several of them at once, and it takes you forever, as noted by the audio.
It took like 30 minutes.
Not a chance,
Trey.
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah, you should stop making things up.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Right?
Your name starts with a T.
T.
But yet, whoever we get should start with an M.
Because like it'd be like Monday Movie Moments with like Michael, and it'd be like the triple M's. You know, it's like you got alliteration.
Don't make me regret bringing you in here, Trey.
I'm already regretting it.
I'm sorry.
You're either spot on fire, or you are just.
Trey, what's the one? Okay, now you're a seasoned veteran,
right?
Intern here. Like, I think you're going to be a professional intern.
Thank you.
Like, that's not a compliment.
Oh, like maybe I should quit.
Yeah, like you should go do something to where you get paid.
Yeah, good point.
But you're really good at doing things for free. That's not a great thing. But you are a really good intern, and you've had a good run here. So, what is the one bit of advice you would give all the new interns out there in the bullpen?
Don't be late.
Were you late a lot? Is that an issue?
No, I've never been late in my life.
Okay, so don't be late is your, that's your one big tip?
Don't call them the asteroids, because that's stupid. Like, okay. You can't call them the asteroids.
In general, we know specifically that she didn't do all that well, but in general, what's a big tip for an intern
when you get, like, a chance to go on the radio?
Yeah?
Don't swear.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you do,
that's
don't.
Good.
And when you get a chance to be on the board, don't turn your mic on during break. Always press IFB. Whatever you do, do not turn your mic on.
Did you do this?
Yes.
Did you swear during the break?
No, I said I did not swear.
Okay.
What about all those racial comments you made in the outtakes?
I never made any racial comments, all right? I never said the N-word.
Trey, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, man.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet.
Nice headphones.
Thanks.
Those are the ones you brought in.
No, I think he was saying to Joel's.
I was going to ask him, though, on the way
out. So you don't leave. We're not done yet.
Yeah, because of the fact
that... Be a professional.
You're the elder statesman of the family.
Right.
Right? You got a brother and a sister.
Yes.
You got interns that you have to set a good example for.
Right.
Barry's already pointed out you should start making some money. Yeah, have you set for your birthday a year of goals that need to be achieved?
Yes.
What are they?
I don't know. Go on the board more, you know. I don't have any goals.
You just said you did.
You don't have any goals?
I just wanted to impress you.
Well, you had to impress me by telling me what the goals were.
He's not your dad. You don't have to impress him.
Oh.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Baby? Did you just say you banged Trey's mom?
No, maybe he has to
impress
me.
Trey, you're going to let him talk to your mom like that?
Of the two of us, you have to impress me. I appreciate that. Hey,
I don't think you should talk about my mom that way.
Dude, Crystal Collins' birthday.
I'll give you $5 if you punch Joel. I'll give you $5. You already. I'll give you $10 to punch Joel.
I'm not gonna punch Joel.
Why not? 20.
He might.
50.
He might be a good fighter.
Nick, how much do you have?
I might punch you back
for free. I'll cough out $20.
All right, 70 bucks to punch Joel.
I'm not gonna punch him. No.
$40. I'll cough out another. I'll go to the
90 bucks. All right, we're gonna start a GoFundMe.
$60.
What did Crystal say?
Crystal's birthday was yesterday too.
Oh, happy birthday!
I said two peas in a pod.
I don't know.
She was fighting it at first, but then I said, coincidence? I think not. You're both Cowboy fans.
I think she's too good for me.
She said, Trey's my son. I made the roast.
No, that's not my mom. She is, no. My mom's name is Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming
Kelly.
In.
Thanks
happy
for
birthday,
in,
Trey.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Anytime.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Turn your microphone off. There you go.
Don't get up yet, though. We're not out.
Barry, that was a miss. So, we try.
Huh?
We try. Sometimes it's a hit. Sometimes it's a miss.
I don't think so.
I thought that was a hit.
Dude, it's Trey. He's our bud. We had to bring him in. It's not all going to be gold.
All right, we'll see.
It's not all going to be
Nick's right. We'll see. We'll check. We'll check listener response.
I'll take a single. You don't always have to hit a home run. You just get on base, right?
Okay, slugger. We're gonna go with our hour number two lineup because hour number one has been so much fun. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show. Hit us up on the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.